If you walk into a high-end boutique today, you'll probably see a piece of jewelry blending local forged iron with an exotic imported stone.
Right, and the designer will swear to you it is a completely cutting-edge aesthetic.
Exactly. But today, we're taking a deep dive into a 2025 archaeological report from the Czech Republic that just completely shatters that timeline.
It really does. It forces us to rethink all our assumptions about globalization and art.
So our mission today is exploring how a 2,200-year-old, totally unfortified Celtic settlement is providing like a literal blueprint for modern design.
Yeah. And to set the scene, the report details this massive 25-hectare settlement that's roughly 62 acres near Hradec Králové in Bohemia.
Wow, that is massive.
It is. It dates back to the Latin period, which is essentially the late Iron Age, when Celtic culture was absolutely flourishing across Europe.
And the geographic location here is the key to everything we are going to talk about, right? Because
Yeah.
this wasn't some isolated, sleepy village.
Not at all.
It was sitting right on the ancient Amber Road, acting as this vital economic hub that connected Baltic Sea trade routes all the way down to the Mediterranean and the Adriatic regions.
And because they were situated on that, super highway of trade, they developed a shockingly peaceful environment. I mean, reading through the sources, the most fascinating detail isn't actually what archaeologists found.
That's what they didn't find, yeah.
Exactly. There's no defensive walls, none.
Which is wild. In an era known for tribal warfare, this place operated more like an ancient international craft fair or, a giant artisan co-op.
It sounds so counterintuitive. You would think being a wealthy, unfortified settlement would make them an immediate target for raiders.
Right, an easy target.
But their security actually came from being too valuable to destroy. They established themselves as an indispensable neutral zone on the Amber Road.
Ah, so warring factions needed them intact to keep the luxury goods flowing. That
Exactly.
makes perfect sense because they didn't have to pour all their time, energy, and resources into building massive fortifications and raising armies.
They could invest heavily in what we would call R&D today. The archaeological evidence shows intense specialization. We are talking dedicated pottery kilns, sophisticated glass processing facilities, and they were even minting their own gold and silver coins right there on site.
Wow. And that R&D environment is what led directly to the incredible volume of what they actually produced. Archaeologists pulled over 1,000 pieces of adornment from this site.
It's unbelievable.
We are talking bronze and iron brooches, which are known as fibula, fragments of armlets, metallic belt components, glass beads, and just a massive amount of amber artifacts.
Yeah, it is one of the largest undisturbed collections of artifacts ever recovered in Bohemia. And it perfectly highlights how these ancient Celtic techniques are directly inspiring modern jewelry trends.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here, though. Sure, they had Baltic amber and local iron.
Right.
But just having two materials doesn't make you a high-end modern designer. I mean, I can glue macaroni to a paper plate, but that's not exactly luxury mixed media.
Fair point.
So what elevates this from basic ancient trade to a specific inspiration for contemporary creators today?
It's a great question. And the answer is the sheer engineering feat of the fusion. Working with Baltic amber is incredibly difficult.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, it's fragile, it's heat sensitive, and it chips easily. So integrating that delicate fossilized tree resin with locally forged iron or bronze.
Which requires intense heat, I assume.
Exactly. It requires an immense level of metallurgical skill. You can't just glue it together.
Yeah.
They were engineering complex settings that protected the imported luxury material while, still showcasing the rugged local metalwork.
Ah, so it is not just having the stuff, it's the mastery required to combine them seamlessly without destroying either material.
Precisely. Look at your own wrist or your phone right now. You might see a smartwatch with a high-tech titanium bezel and a bespoke hand-tooled leather band.
Right, or like a sleek smartphone in a carved wood case.
Yeah, there's a massive focus today on blending globally sourced luxury elements with local artisan techniques to signify status and cultural beauty. This ancient Celtic mastery of mixed media is doing the exact same thing. They were blending the exotic with the local to create a cultural statement just two millennia earlier.
That is incredible. Right now, all these artifacts are sitting at the Museum of Eastern Bohemia, being meticulously cleaned, analyzed, and cataloged.
Yeah, they are planning preliminary exhibitions soon, with a massive comprehensive display on the horizon once everything is fully documented.
Seeing those pieces in person is going to be amazing.
It really is. But it also leaves us with a compelling thought to ponder. Considering how perfectly these ancient craftspeople captured their era through the complex fusion of Baltic amber and local metals, what unique combination of everyday and luxury materials will future archaeologists unearth in 2200 years to define your generation's aesthetic?
Are they going to dig up that smartwatch we mentioned and think, ah, yes, the classic fusion of silicon and cowhide? The next time you admire a mixed media piece in a store, just remember the cutting edge modern design isn't new at all. You are just looking at a 2200-year-old tradition.